It's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman modeling.
Hey, all you Freddy Freakers out there. So, we covered some 900 numbers that you can call. Well, you could. But I found something of interest, which is I found a video online of what actually happens when you call one of these numbers. Now, this number is not one we covered. It's 1-900-909-FRED, which is a Freddy Krueger number. So, this is about 45 minutes of what happened when you called this actual number. And we can do it without the $2 for the first minute. Ooh, this is 35 cents for each additional minute. A little cheaper. Look at that. So, should we get cracking? See what Freddy has to offer us? So, you know, we pick up our phone, we dial. We've just spent $2 for nothing. And then we get to this.
It's time for another of Freddy Krueger's favorite bedtime stories. And this one's a dream. My kind of dream.
It kind of sounds like Robert Englund. It's possible, right? Here's one of the advantages of these 900 numbers, right? Is like it's the quality is so shitty, it's not like anyone's going to know.
Remember who I was, where I'd been? Suddenly I was just here, where sulfurous air hung thick in a blood-red haze. And then I noticed the creaking of wood. I was inside...
Okay, so wait a second. This is, like, what I feared from that other one, which is, like... Okay, so Freddy's not telling you the stories. Freddy's playing Crypt Keeper here. Now, do you think Freddy comes back, or do you think that that's the end of that?
A hideous slave galley, miles long, filled with row upon row of...
We are 35 seconds in, and the way that this horror story went is that this guy is in a slave ship. Yikes.
Bodies, and I was one of them, naked, sweating, bound in heavy chains, rowing rhythmically and endlessly to a slow, agonizing beat. Our warders walked among us, tall and terrible, faceless beneath their hooded waist. I heard a scream, and I saw them drag a prisoner to the middle of the ship, chaining his wrists to the ceiling. And then with barbed wire whips, they slay the skin from his bones.
I wonder if someone accidentally called this ever when they meant to call one of the jerk-off things. And then they were like, I don't know about this slave ship. But then they're like, hey, this whip thing is doing something for me. I'm having a minor awakening.
Closing every nerve ending as his body thrashed and twisted like raw meat in the air. Finally, they dragged his lifeless hulk back to the oars. And suddenly I knew the past. I saw myself in someone else's house, their money in my pockets, their blood on my hands, then the police, the bullets, a sudden burst of pain in my chest, and was this some sort of prison? I looked over at the slave man, and in horror, I saw that his skin was whole again, and he was rowing, his hollow eyes resigned to an eternity of unrelenting torment, an eternity. Yes, I was in prison, but with no windows, no bars, no escape. Sailing the seas of my very own hell forever and ever and ever.
This sounds like one hell of a pleasure cruise.
Oh, he did go full Crypt Keeper. You know what? That wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. Now, this was a 142, so we've paid $2 plus almost another 35 cents. $2.35, was that a $2.35 story? Sure, I'll give it that. That's kind of a horrifying concept, right? And then Freddy comes in with his joke. I'll see you tomorrow. So he's like, okay, well, call back tomorrow. I guess that's probably what they want too, right? They want you to hang up and call back again, because then it's like that $2 is bam.
What's the matter? Missed the beginning of my story? And hang on, because it's coming around again.
Oh, are you serious? Okay, I thought this was going to be another story. Well, you know what probably happens, though? I bet this is constantly playing. So when you sign on to it, when you call in, there's like no guarantee of where it's going to start. So you may get on it, and then it's just like, and then I was on a slave ship, and I knew what I was. And it's like, wait, what? What? And then he's like, did you miss the beginning? Well, here we go.
I'd say that's overdoing it, Linda.
Well, you practically ran him off the road. He's probably just a local farmer. For all he knows, we could have been trying to kill him.
Well, I didn't mean to. He was the one hogging up the whole road with his damn pickup truck. I just wanted to pass him. How did I know the road was going to curve like that? Anyway, I'm the one who got the flat tire trying to stop.
Maybe we should...
Someone needs to tell this Michael, like, hey, buddy, 35 cents a minute, slow down. If there's a way you can express panic slowly... That's going to take you far in this industry of 900 number stuff.
Find him and apologize and see if he can give us a ride to the nearest town.
Are you nuts? The dumb Oki came at us with a chainsaw, for Christ's sakes. And did you hear that creepy laugh of his? I'm telling you, Linda, there's something about being way out of the country that brings out the wacko in people.
Come on, Michael. You've seen too many horror movies. Just relax.
What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
That's the same guy. So far, this one's not as good because it's just there was some people and they were in a car and then they almost ran some guy off the road and then he came after him with a chainsaw. I don't know why they're out of their car or why they're in a field. And then it's like now he's attacking them.
That the keys were still in the ignition. He glanced over his shoulder as his feet hit the pavement. No sign of that madman or his chainsaw. Michael turned and reached for the truck. Suddenly, the door blew open.
Michael had a good scream. But that story doesn't make any sense. Why did they get out of the car? Where were they going? I don't understand. What was that about? And then how did he get back to the car? Like, none of this makes sense. This is a significant decline from the first story, which I was pretty concerned about because I was like, oh boy, slave ship. But then I was like, no, that kind of worked. And then this one is like, oh, there's a guy with a chainsaw and he put it on a person and it sawed him.
Now that's what I call a ripping yarn.
Not your best, Freddy. That's what I call... I'll get one. Now that's what I call... Oh, okay. I think Michael had a chain of heart.
Call me tomorrow, or I'll give that guy with a friendly laugh your address. If you have not heard this entire message, please hold on. It will repeat.
Oh, thank God. I was worried.
In a desolate warehouse on the edge of town, a lone figure steps cautiously into the basement laboratory of Dr. Colin Crane.
Colin? Colin, are you in there?
Go away.
Colin, is that you? I can hardly see you in this light.
Go away, Robert.
Colin, you've got to listen to me. You're a desperately sick man, Colin. Glandular cancer is nothing to play with. You've got to give up this idea of curing yourself. There's no time left to take.
His friend, Steve Exposition, made his way down to the lab.
New serum of yours.
But it works, Robert.
What?
The serum, it works.
Good. Good God, man, you didn't test it on yourself.
A desperately sick man will do anything, Robert. I injected the serum straight into my neck. You wouldn't believe how quickly it worked. It restructured the whole...
This guy's got a jigsaw quality to his voice. A real Tobin Bell thing going on.
...and in 6 hours the cancer was gone. But there was one small side effect.
Colin, I just can't believe it. You... Oh, my God!
Robert looked up in horror as a grotesque, towering figure lumbered toward him out of the shadows. Yes, Robert, it changed me. My senses are on fire, hungry for new stimuli. I'm feeding on every color I see, every sound I hear, on the very air around me.
Colin, listen!
So he cured himself with shrooms, is what we've discovered.
You've got to get some help! You've got to get... Oh! Colin! Put me down! You're choking me!
Yes, Robert. It's all coming clear to me. I need something new to satisfy my senses. I need something new to fulfill this terrible hunger. I need you, Robert.
No! Colin, stop! Oh, my God! Colin! Colin!
Bon appetit! Remember, call me back tomorrow.
Okay, so that one... I mean, so he did something to cure his cancer. What did they call it? Glandular cancer or something? And then it was like, turned him into a Mr. Hyde. And then he's like, experiences are so crazy right now. But then he's like, so I need to eat you? I don't know. I want to kill. That would be a funny thing if it was. This is like, it sounds like a scare tactic from like a conservative organization that's like, okay, think about this. When people get high, they love eating, right? Like, and music is better and whatever. You know what else is better? Killing people. It's a better experience.
I get hungry for you. If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat. Freddy says it's time to get back in the saddle again. Tails that'll turn your stomach inside out. Of course, I can always do that for you.
Of course, line.
You don't make it through today's story. Listen.
It's late in the evening and you're standing on a remote beach in the West.
I'll give them this. They found some good radio voices for these. It's like, you know, whenever this happened in the 80s or the 90s and they were like, we got these old-timey radio voice guys, a bunch of people who are on Twilight Zone and stuff. You got something for them? And it's like, sure. Can they read? Mostly. All right. They're in.
He's digging for a fortune in gold. A week ago when you met Charlie Perkins in the hotel bar, you thought he was just another nut with a phony treasure map. But then you asked around and...
You thought he was just another nut with a phony treasure map.
Not that long ago, there was an old pirate's treasure buried somewhere on the island. And legend had it that the pirate captain himself slit the throats of all the crewmen who buried the chest so no one could reveal its location. There was even supposed to be a native curse on the chest because of its murderous history. But regardless of the myth, everything you discovered pointed to the treasure being very real. So maybe good old Charlie wasn't a nut after all. Just a friendly, drunken soul who wanted someone to share the work and the wealth. He didn't know you liked to share. So one night you killed Charlie, snuck up on him in his sleep and smashed his head in with a shovel. And then you chopped up his body and buried it in the sand. And now you're digging. The golden light of sunset burns your face as you cut into the wet sand. Suddenly your shovel clanks against metal. The chest. Charlie was...
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't we have him help me dig up the chest first before we kill him and find that it's real?
Chuckling with greed, you open the heavy man lid and peer inside. But your eyes widen with horror as you see Charlie's bloody head staring up at you, laughing. And then suddenly the lid slams down across your neck.
Well, to answer my...
Oof. You know what's fucked up about that? I went to school with this kid who was, like, totally paralyzed, like, neck down. And the story I'd heard, and this may be apocryphal, was that his dad had built him this big toy chest, and that when he was like a little kid, he was like in the toy chest and the lid snapped on his neck, and that's what like severed his spinal cord. How fucked up is that? Now that is a fucked up story. Like, how would you feel the rest of your life? I mean, this guy is in like a wheelchair. He can't really do anything. He's fed through a tube and stuff like that. I mean, how horrible is that? Well, I guess that story had a real counterpart that was actually far worse and more terrifying. The end. Oh, I can... Let me adjust this volume a little. All right.
We won! More terror awaits you when you call me back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What's the matter? Missed the beginning of my story? Then hang on, because it's coming around again. Freddy's home!
Now that music actually sounded like the Nightmare on Elm Street music. Do 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 do. Finally.
Hey, you! You know what bugs me? Kids always thinking that Mommy and Daddy are gonna save them from Freddy. But you know, they almost never do. In fact, sometimes.
On a sticky gray Sunday afternoon.
To be fair. One time, Mommy and Daddy did save a bunch of kids from Freddy when they found out he was a pedophile and they, like, burned him. Well, I don't know if he's a pedophile or a child murderer. Either way, pretty bad. But those parents did a pretty good job. Not to shit all over your point, Freddy, but anyway.
Little Billy Evans ran into his house carrying a strange golden box under his arm. He found his parents sitting quietly in the living room, reading the newspaper.
Mom, Dad, look what I found buried in the backyard under the old elm tree.
What you got there, Slugger?
What do you think it is,
I don't know, Elaine. It's like some kind of ornate safety deposit box, but I've never seen one like this before. It almost looks medieval.
Now, Billy, you know what I've told you about not picking up strange things from the ground.
I bet it's worth a lot of money, Dad.
Now, Billy, our 40-year-old son who talks like a kid, we've told you about this.
But it's all solid gold inside.
I don't know, Roger. It might belong to somebody.
Well, I don't see any harm in opening it, darling.
Oh, all right.
Billy looked up in anticipation as his parents peered cautiously into the thick metal lid. Instantly, their faces were bathed in a sparkling green light.
Roger, it's so bright I can't see.
It's not just light, Elaine. I can feel it. It's like jelly, cold and slimy, covering me, smothering.
Oh, help me, Roger. I got friends.
Oh, my God.
Billy watched in horror as his parents fell crashing to the floor, green tendrils of light wrapping around them like oozing fingers, peeling off flesh and bone until their bodies fell apart into a sticky red pool.
Mommy! Daddy!
Sparkling green, it hovered for a...
Mommy! Daddy! That was believable. Come on, Billy.
Like a cloud over the steam puddle, and then it moved quickly towards him.
No! Get away from me! No! Let go of me! Let go of my legs! Please help me!
Some kids never learn. What was exactly the moral of that story? Billy dug up a golden box, and they were like, oh, let's see what's inside. And it's a blob monster that consumed them. And it's like, yeah, they should have known better. They should have anticipated that that would happen. Because that seems very likely. This is like, see, that's not a good scary story, because it's just like a monster just showed up out of nowhere and killed three people that we don't care about. The end.
You can't get away from terror when Freddy's around. Oh, you didn't hear my entire story. Want to go around again? Then stay tuned. Freddy Krueger here, your master of ceremonies for today's tale. And this one's a real hair-raiser, so turn off the lights.
I remember it happened during the war, late one night in the deep of winter. I was walking alone through the black woods. The moon hung full and yellow over the treetop.
What is this guy's accent? I can't really tell what this is. Is this just generic accent that some guy's making up, or is it real?
Yet I was late. God, I hated being late, especially in those dangerous times. And suddenly a German soldier jumped out from behind a tree, jabbing his bayonet into my arm.
This guy sounds more German than anything, doesn't he? Ooh, maybe that's the twist. Maybe I've just detected it.
Backwards, howling in pain, he laughed and raised the rifle to my forehead. Yes, his kind had killed many of my fellow countrymen, calling us gypsies and vagrants, slaughtering us like cattle. Suddenly a huge...
Okay, so he's like Romanian? Maybe?
Bit and tore its muscle and flesh. I could see the blood spurting in tiny red fountains onto the pale moonlit snow. The soldier finally stopped thrashing, his life's breath gurgling out of the jagged gash under his chin. I looked down gratefully at the werewolf, and then at last I saw the hair rising on my arms and legs, the warmth of the moonlight finally changing my body into its natural form, and I began to feed off the fresh meat of the dead soldier. God, I hated being late, especially in those dangerous times.
So wait, he was late for the full moon? He was late to transform? I mean, how does that... I hate being late. But I mean, that's not... I don't know if I would describe that as late. That seems like a taking advantage of this gentleman's English as a second language skill to use the word late when what he really means is slow or something like that. What do I give that one? I was getting excited because I thought this was going to be like a vampire who was attacking people. And was like a, you know, the allies have finally recruited a vampire. But this just sounds like a werewolf who was in the wrong place at the right time of the wrong time. Second best.
Better late than never. But it'll be too late for you if you don't call back tomorrow.
Yeah, he's really pushing the, like, why don't you just call every day? Instead of listening for 6 more minutes... call every day. So then we get that $2.
You have not heard this entire message. Please hold on. It will repeat.
And see, this bullshit is just another way to get another 10 cents because it just keeps saying, like, the message will repeat. And it's like, well, why does it need to repeat? If you just made it sound like one long thing, no one will ever know.
Back again? Well, come to Freddy's. Yes, I want your soul and your heart. Unless you can make it through today's story.
Look at that, Tom. Another one. Almost stripped to the bone. Is this some new form of cattle mutilation? What kind of sicko could do that?
Hell, Ryan, I ain't never seen nothing that disgusting done to a cow before. It's practically shredded. Sure weren't no coyote, I'll tell you that.
There's something about this stretch of land, Tom. Seems we've been losing a few head every night since we started moving our cattle across here. Can't figure it.
It's getting too dark to see anything now. I reckon we'd better get back to... Hold there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of these started with, like, something about wagons or something that indicated to me we were going to hear a cowboy story. I wonder if these Freddy intros have gotten mixed up with their correct stories.
Wait. Shine your flashlight over there, Ryan.
Jesus, what are those things? They look like some kind of prairie dog. Prairie dog? They got fangs like a mountain lion. Poor heifers being rigged to pieces.
Give me the rifle. They sure as hell burrow into the ground like prairie dogs. Did you see them disappear? Come on, let's take a look. Check out those holes, Ryan. They seem to be spread out all across the range, at least as far as my flashlight can carry.
Tom, look at this old sign I found over by those shrubs. See the date? This place was a goddamn nuclear test site back in the 50s.
Test site?
Nuclear?
Right, Ryan. It is the land. And them things out there that used to be prairie dogs are now...
Tom, the horses! Damn it, Kenny! Darkness, them horses is a good thing. How are we going to get out of here? Those things are all around.
We have to make a run for it.
A run for it? Now, how in hell are we going to make a run for it?
Let's pause here for just a moment to all celebrate the fact that we're listening to a story about mutated prairie dogs. I mean, I wonder who wrote these stories. It kind of seems like maybe it was one person, and then they shuffled them, you know, in some way. But they were kind of like, some of them they tried a lot harder than others. You know, Chainsaw Attacker, they didn't try very hard. This one is kind of out there, but at least there's something going on.
Well, who cares? Because I'm still going to come for you tonight. If you have not heard this entire message, Freddy's back. And I'm so glad you called, because now I know where you live. And if you don't make it through today's story, I'll find you, and I'll split you in two.
I don't understand this thing that he's going on of like, all right, I won't kill you if you listen to this spooky story. He should just be like, hey, thanks for calling me. $2 is the cost that it keeps to keep me from coming to kill you. I mean, this is one step away from basically someone just setting up a thing that's like a 900 number chain letter. Call this number and Freddy won't come kill you, kids. Get your parents' permission first.
On a cold, dark night, two figures move slowly across the mist-laden moors of northern England.
Come on, Denise, don't dawdle.
Henry, and I don't like being out here at night.
Now listen here, I'm going to get my hands...
Well, if it isn't my friend... Anything from the trolley, dear?
She has money. I had to marry her for one thing, even though I loved you. Then disguising myself as a burglar, breaking into my own house, and chasing Alicia out here onto the moors where I knew her weak heart would give out. All of this I did for us. But now I look...
That is an elaborate plan to get rid of your wife. I faked a burglary of my own house, chased my wife out into the swamp, and I knew that her heart would give out. And now...
A fool, Denise. Possibly even a suspect, because the police can't find her body.
But Henry, you said you saw her fall.
Yes, it was somewhere right around here. Maybe she had enough strength left to crawl a little ways before she died. We must find her body, or I may never see her money. You do want to marry a rich man, don't you?
Yes, Henry.
Then check in those bushes. I'll take a look down here. Maybe she's...
Yes, Henry.
Well, bark. Go on.
All right. But, Henry, what if we don't find her body?
Then we must find some jewelry, or at least a piece of clothing, something that... Denise, where are you?
Henry.
Denise, is that you? Dear Lord. Alicia.
Oh, come on. Yes. I knew that wasn't Denise. And I just met her. Henry. Is that you? Did you talk in a spooky voice all of a sudden for some reason? Is there a particular reason you decided to talk in the scary swamp voice?
Hey, what are you doing here?
I wanted to find your body.
Then let me help you, darling.
No, get back. Get... Ah! Oh, no, the book!
I've been sucked down. Help me, Alicia!
Oh, God, these are the sounds of me being sucked down. These things you're hearing, that's me being sucked down.
I already have, darling. You wanted to find my body? Well, now you will, at the bottom of the fog. Goodbye, Henry.
No, Alicia, come back!
Bog bottom jeans.
Help me, someone! Help!
I love happy endings. Call me back tomorrow, or I'll get you. And your little dog, too.
See, now this one, he's like, oh, you're still here. Great. Nice to see, you know, nice to see you guys again. I'm glad that you found something you enjoy here and it keeps bringing you back around.
Hey, listen up. Hey, Sam, did you see it?
No, Ed, and I could have sworn I hit it dead on.
Well, there's no sign of that deer anywhere. It's like it just vanished into the pond.
The pond? Oh, my God, Ed, look where we are.
Oh, Jesus, now calm down, Sam. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that we're here.
A coincidence? It was a year ago to this day that it happened, and we swore we'd never come near this place again. Poor Charlie.
Now, Sam, we both know it was an accident.
I guess so, Ed, but I've been feeling awfully funny about this lately. Maybe we should have told the police.
Want to get locked up for manslaughter? Not to mention losing our hunting licenses for the rest of our lives.
Here we have hapless, not bad, bad guy, and obvious... huge asshole. We probably should have told the cops that we had this hunting accident and killed our friend. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? We'll never have a hunting license again. Yeah, you're probably right. No, that guy is never right. That guy is always wrong. Always.
And you wouldn't have helped me bury him in the weeds if you hadn't thought it was an accident, Sam. Hey, he was my best friend too, but how were we supposed
to know it was Charlie? You wouldn't have helped me bury him out here in the woods if you hadn't thought it was an accident? So the implication is, hey, if this hadn't been an accident, you wouldn't have helped me bury him? That sounds like the opposite of what I think is true, but okay.
...around in the bushes and not that deer we've been chasing. He was a good hunting buddy, and I'm sure Charlie wouldn't want us to lose our licenses over an honest mistake. Anyway, it's getting dark, so let's just get the hell out of here and try to... Hey, what the... I can't move!
Neither can I, Ed. It's like something in the mud's grabbed a hold of me. Jesus, Ed, look! Rising out of the weeds, it's Charlie! Oh, God, Ed, look at his face! It's all eaten away!
So lonely.
No, Charlie, please stay away! Jesus, Ed, his whole body's crawling with worms!
So lonely, waiting for you to join me.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. It was an accident. No, don't touch me!
So lonely, waiting for you.
It's not a very threatening line. Waiting for you. They should have just done, waiting for you. Join me. Instead of, so lonely. I'm lonely. I'm bored. I'm fucking bored. Why'd you guys shoot me? I'm bored.
Hey, wait, Charlie! Hey, Charlie! Ah!
So lonely.
Remember, kiddies, only 12 more chopping days left until Halloween. And Freddy's got some special plans just for you.
Wait a minute, did that say 12 shopping days? How would this know? Did they record special countdown to Halloween? What? This is blowing my mind. I don't understand how this worked. I need to puzzle this.
If you have not heard this entire message, please hold on. It will repeat.
Okay, wait a second. Now they gave up and it's not even Freddy saying that. That's just some guy. Keep on the line. We'll keep talking. Bye.
Late one night at the home of Alex and Kate Wilkinson.
I'm coming. Oh, Jim, I wasn't expecting you this late. Please, come on.
Kate, I've got something important to tell you about Alex.
He's all right, isn't he, Jim? Please, tell me he's all right.
Now, don't worry, Kate. Things are going to work out fine. You know, Alex is a national hero. The first human to actually pilot a spaceship through the tail of a comet. The data he...
Oh, fuck.
He'll keep the boys at NASA busy for years.
Then why is he still in the hospital?
Well, Kate, it seems that certain unknown elements contaminated the inside of Alex's ship, and the side effects were more severe than we thought.
But, Jim, you said everything's going to work out fine.
Oh, yes, Kate, everything's going to be okay.
But I don't understand. If Alex is... Ow! Jim! What's on my arm? You're hurting me!
Not Jim, Kate. It's Alex.
Alex? But how could... Oh, my God!
Oh my God. So he's inhabiting or shapeshifting or something, and he did that to come hurt his wife after. Okay.
In horror as hundreds of tiny tentacles burst out of Jim's body, his flesh peeling back to reveal a hideous green face that had once been her husband.
Alex! It can't be!
Yes, Kate, it's me.
But Jim!
Here, Kate, with me. Oh, how I missed you, Kate. And now that I've found you, I want you to join us in here. Together we can seek our relatives, our friends. We can all grow together, getting stronger and stronger.
No, Alex, please let me go.
Kate tried desperately to free herself, but hundreds...
This is like Poon Master Flex really wanted to use the same dresser when we moved in together. Same principle.
Nichols coiled tightly around her, pulling her slowly towards his ever-widening mouth.
No! Please! If you still love me, please, don't!
Oh, Halloween is only 11 days away, and Freddy's got special plans.
Wait a minute. This is like subsequent nights, and it knew how many days it was from Halloween? How is this working? I don't understand.
Part of it, if you dare.
Are we going to get our good repeat?
It
went back to him. I wonder if it's just going to be that one guy who's like, if you've missed any of this message, keep listening. It'll repeat.
Welcome, my children of the night. Have you been getting your sleep? Oh, you have. Well, I'll have to put an end to that with this.
Wait a second. Freddy gets you in your nightmares. So you not sleeping would be bad for him. Just pointing that out. Just, you know, in case we wanted to discuss the logic flaws of a 30-year-old phone number.
Or maybe with today's story.
I don't think this shortcut was a good idea, Dave. I don't see the highway anywhere. like we're in the middle of a farm. Are you kidding, Bruce? All of Iowa is like being in the middle of a farm.
Bruce is right, honey. I don't think this road goes through to the freeway. You saw that sign of that trespassing.
Who cares? This place is so spread out that no one's going to give a damn if one car... Oh, hell. There's a dead end up ahead. Now we got to turn around anyway.
Don't sweat it, Dave. It's only a couple of miles back to the road.
Holy cow, look up ahead. There's somebody standing in the road. Boy, they sure growing big around here. He looks like the Jolly Green Giant.
Sure as hell looks like he wants to talk to us.
Come on, slow down. We're gonna run him over.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you kids, can't you read no signs? This here's private property. Now you get out of that car. I'm gonna put you to work feeding the pigs to make up for your trouble.
Dude, that guy sounds just like you, but with like a hillbilly accent.
Come on now. Don't make me get you out the hard way.
Is this guy kidding or what?
What are you doing? Don't run him down.
Don't worry. I'm just going to nudge the dumb ox out of the way.
Jesus, he's lifting up the car.
Oh, God, hang on. He's going to turn us over.
Are you two all right?
I think so.
And that's how the Green Mile ended up in jail.
Damn it, I can't move. Oh, my God, David, he's got a pitchfork.
Oh, no.
I warned you. Now I'm going to have to get you out the hard way.
No, please don't.
Oh my God, he pulled Bruce out of the car like a bitch.
Do you think that the guy who's strong enough to just lift over and tip over a car, does that man have any real use for a pitchfork? Or is a pitchfork just more likely to break from his strength when he uses it to kill someone? In other words, like, is there any weapon deadly enough that his hands are not the superior choice?
Hey, now it's your turn, Missy.
David!
Just don't have no respect for private property these days.
Remember, the magic number is now 10. Only 10 more days till Freddy's.
We have a countdown.
Halloween treat. If you have missed any of this.
Does this mean we'll get to hear Freddy's Halloween treat? That's exciting. Man, I wish I'd known this. I could have had these for my countdown for my show. Oh, but who are we kidding? I'm not gonna do that.
Message, it will repeat. Let's call, because Freddy's ready to rock and roll you with more blood-curdling tales than are always a cut above the rest.
There you go. That wasn't bad. Cut. He's Freddy. Etc.
Yeah, it's midnight here on the big 101 FM. This is Flip Dixon coming at you in stereo from the witching hour. And happy Halloween to all you children of the night out there. I'm going to take some more phone calls now, so let's find out where all the hot parties in town are happening.
We are listening to a radio DJ through a phone who's about to take phone calls through another phone. This is something strange about that.
Billy Miller, our faithful engineer, is standing in the booth by the phones waiting for your call, so let's hear from you. Yes, you're on the air with Flip.
Hello? Is this Flip Dixon?
You got him, honey, in the flesh. Now, where's the party?
Listen, you gotta warn people. Something came out of the sky tonight. Some kind of spaceship. Me and some friends saw it come down and landed by the old church and...
Yeah, darling. And these horrible green, scaly monsters with glowing red eyes came out, and if they touch you, you melt into a little pool of goop. Listen, honey, I've been hearing this story over the phones all night, and I don't appreciate these prank calls. I know it's Halloween, but enough's enough.
No, you gotta believe me. You got to...
My name's Flip, and I'm on the radio. I don't have time for shenanigans. Boing, boing, boing. Flush toilet.
People.
Save it for Orson Welles, honey. Now get off this line before I...
Oh, my God. No. Stay back, please. No, don't.
Also, I'm a lady being killed by a thing. And who did I call? The place that plays the platters that matter. Flip. 107.1.
Honey, are you still there? Hello?
Ah!
Billy, are you all right? Billy? What's going on in there? Excuse me, folks. It appears we're having a little technical difficulty, and I... Oh, my God! It's true! They're in here! Horrible creatures! Hideous, scaly eyes like fire! Moving so slow like they're floating above the ground!
Ooh, and they're slow. That makes them extra scary. I'm excited for it.
If you have not heard this entire message,
get to it.
Hold on. It will repeat. He's always in the mood for company. Especially splayed and roasted for a late-night snack.
Why wouldn't you say Freddy always loves having guests for dinner, especially flayed and roasted? That's much better than company. That's like the joke, right? I think Freddy blew the joke.
Your children, Freddy Krueger has a tale to tell.
Well, Freddy Krueger has a tale for a radio voice man to tell.
Bring that lantern over here. I found another junction box ripped out of the wall.
I'm coming, Jack. Geez, that's the third one we found tonight. You know, the supervisor told me there must be something about this part of the sewer that attracts vandals. He says that every year on Halloween he gets hundreds of complaints from the folks in this neighborhood about goblins in the sewer.
Do your best accent, huh? Let's be a working guy. We'll get to work.
Probably just a bunch of kids in costumes, Frank. You know how they mess around on Halloween, egging houses, putting toilet paper on trees and like that?
Yeah, but pulling out junction boxes is another thing. You know, Jack, kids shouldn't play in the sewer. It's dangerous down here.
It sure is. In fact,
Hey, Frank, did you see that? Someone just ran across the tunnel up ahead. Let's go get him.
Hey, little fella, come back here.
There he is, Frank. We got him cornered.
Gee, Jack, I never been in this part of the sewer before.
Part of the old system. It's been shut down for years. All right, kid, you're coming with us. Shine your flashlight on him, Frank.
Yikes! What a creepy costume that kid's got on. No wonder the neighborhood thinks there's goblins down there. Look at those fangs on that man.
Take it off him, Frank, and we'll bring him up to the street.
Yeah.
Just reach your hand into his mouth. That's probably where to take it off him.
All right, little fella. Let's get that mask off so we can see. Ah, Jack! He bit off my finger! I don't think that's a mask he's wearing.
Frank, look, there's hundreds...
That's no mask. That's a goblin. By the way, I decided I would really like to get on the like Webster's Dictionary board and get just enough control and power to go to the entry for ghost in the dictionary. And under the pronunciation guide, it's got the standard pronunciation and then alternate pronunciation, and it's ghost. In the dictionary. Needs to happen.
All around us, if they're not kids, they must be goblins! Quick, Frank, make a run for it! Ah, Jack, help!
Well, yeah, if they're not kids, that's all they could be, right?
Nipples at my knees!
Oh, no, Frank, they're all over me, too!
Oh, no, get off! Help! Ah!
Remember, Halloween is just around the corner. And this year, the party's at Freddy's house. See you there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I want to get to this main event. Here's what I really want it to be, though. I want Halloween on here to be the second to last recording. And then there's a one after Halloween where it's like Freddy and he's like, well, kind of got that post-Halloween blues. You know how it is. Ah. I want to, next time I talk to Poonmaster Flex on the phone, be like, I'm glad you called today. I have stories about things unknown. Here's this thing that happened at work today.
Unseen, yes. A nightmare's always more hideous when it's him.
Detectives McCullough and Loomis walked into a secluded ward inside the city hospital. On the bed in front of them lay the bullet-riddled body of a middle-aged businessman named Charles Douglas.
What a bizarre case, Loomis. A successful guy like this with no past criminal record suddenly starts...
Loomis! He's in the wrong franchise.
...facing nuns left and right.
And he's still breathing after taking 13 slugs in the chest. We're lucky to catch this creep.
McCullen!
Speaking of creeps, Burke, how'd you get in here?
McCullen, you gotta listen to me.
Listen, I'm sick of your crazy stories, Burke. Aliens taking over people's bodies to commit murder. You reporters will do anything for a headline.
Hey, did it. I said woik, but he said moida.
And this is the truth. I've been on this story for months. There were others before Douglas. I've seen it happen. When this man dies, the creature will have to leave his body to find another. That's when it'll show itself. That's when we can kill it.
Loomis, please escort this civilian out of the security ward.
Let's go.
No! This creature lives to murder! We gotta kill it now before it finds a new home!
Get him out of here.
This creature really enjoys killing. You know, some people, like, live to jet ski or something. This thing is like that, but murder.
They're aliens. Give me a break. like you are dead now, buddy. At least you saved the taxpayers the cost of a trial.
Cullen turned to leave. Suddenly, something heavy struck the back of his head, sending him sprawling to the floor. Barely conscious, McCullen stared up in horror as the corpse of Charles Douglas leaned over him, bringing its chalk-white face close to his. And then he saw it, a huge, oozing, hideous creature pulling itself out of the corpse's mouth with fiery tentacles. McCullen tried to scream, but the creature plunged itself into his open mouth, and like a giant snail, itched its way down McCullen's throat as he kicked and twisted on the floor. It had found a new home.
All right. That one was, that, at least that was a story. I'm surprised these stories are so short. I'm not sure, like, what the optimum, they must have figured out what the optimum amount of time was for these or something. That it's like, here's how long a parent will let them call. But, like, I didn't know anyone's parents who let them call this shit. But maybe it's B, here's how long a phone call here typically lasts before you hear, if you were listening on the line, you'd hear, what are you doing up there? Are you calling that fucking number again? Hang that up right now.
Certainly was a mouthful. Remember, kiddies, Freddy's got big plans for Halloween, and you're part of it, so call back tomorrow.
Oh, are we almost there? Are we going to get to hear Halloween?
If you have not heard this entire message, please hold on. It will repeat. It's Freddy time once again, but I ain't gonna tell you no more fairy tales, no, because it's getting too close to Halloween, and I want to tell you about a little shindig I'm having over at my house. That's right, Freddy's gonna have a Halloween party.
Okay, are we gonna actually get a story by Freddy? That's what I feel like the best we can hope for and what I'm shooting for.
And you're all invited! Yes, all of you, my children. And I expect to see you there on Halloween for the time of your life.
Or death.
Have Mommy and Daddy drop you off at my door. But don't bother telling them when to pick you up. Because...
Where does Freddy live again? Not clear on that one.
We'll play some of Freddy's favorite Halloween games. What kind of games? Well, just keep calling for the next few days, and I'll tell you all about them.
Make about 100 phone calls, and I'll tell you more. For several dollars, I will tell you exactly what my plans are.
On Halloween, if you're very lucky, you might even get to talk to me. For real.
Do you think there's any chance that Robert Englund was, like, manning the Freddy phone on Halloween? That would be amazing. Especially if that's what we're about to hear. Some kid's like, hello? Oh, it's Freddy. Okay. Yeah. How do you like me now, bitch?
Yes, when you call on Halloween, Freddy might be on the other line ready to talk to you live.
So it's vague, because it's like Freddy might be on the line. But does that mean because Freddy might not be there for you in particular, or because Freddy might not be there at all?
So you better be prepared. And I want to know, have you been listening every day to my little stories, huh? Huh? You haven't? Well, don't just sit there by yourself eating your heart out. Let Freddy help you. I'll come into your room tonight and I'll... Maybe next time you'll learn to...
Come into your room and give you a gross blowjob thing?
When Freddy calls...
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 900-660...
There we go. Here's the other guy.
F-E-A-R, $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat.
Hello again, Nightmare fans. Freddy Krueger's back, and I'm strong.
Uh-oh. At some point... We either lost Robert Englund or someone fucked up a tape and sped it up or something and Alvin the Chipmunked him.
And then before, this is Scott Shannon, a radio DJ from New York City.
Oh, there we go.
Saturday is Halloween. Aha! My friend Freddy's favorite day. It's a day to scare your best friends, but Freddy's got other plans. He wants to speak to you live on the telephone.
Happy Halloween, foolish mortals! Freddy Krueger has a special treat for you today. If you're one of my...
Okay, so this is the radio DJ doing his best Freddy voice, which is not good. Not professional. My Freddy is better than his. All right, hang on.
Lucky callers selected at random.
That was pretty bad, too. Maybe he's not worse than me. But that's not a good benchmark. To be like, well, I'm better than Pete at something. It's like, I mean, good for you. What are you talking about? Every person in the world in sex? They're all better than me at it. That doesn't really mean a lot.
To be live! I mean, while you're awake! And save!
You can call 900-660-FRED, 660-FRED on...
Why wouldn't you get 666-FRED? Come on, idiots.
Halloween, and you might be one of the lucky or unlucky people to speak live to that nightmare on Elm Street himself, Freddy Krueger. When you call 900-660-FRED this Saturday, you might...
Now, am I going to get to talk to real Freddy Krueger or the one that I'm just hearing here? Because, no thanks.
Find yourself on the line with the real live, that's right, the live Freddy Krueger. Frightening, isn't it? There's more frightening news. If you're the 10th caller to reach Freddy, you'll win a Freddy accessory prize kit, which includes a I Spoke with Freddy certificate and button. Forget Freddy live on the phone, Halloween day. Now.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was going to be more things because I had more gasps ready to go. I guess that's all they're going to tell us.
Freddy wants you, so join his new fan club. Send $14.95 in check or money order to Freddy Fan Club, Box 528.
Jesus Christ, $14.95. For what, a button and a t-shirt? Well, I guess you could probably buy that t-shirt now on Etsy for $85.
Gracie Station, New York, New York, 10028. More on the Freddy Halloween giveaway tomorrow. If you didn't hear this message in its entirety, please hold on. It will repeat.
Freddy's here, and it's one day closer to my favorite holiday, Halloween. You know why I like Halloween so much? Because that's when all the other monsters and hideous deformed demons and ghastly creatures of the dark take the night off. Yes, that's what Halloween's all about. All Hallows Eve. The only night of the year you puny mortals have the nerve to mock the evil ones because they're not around. Your feeble attempts at being free.
Wait, where did they go? We dress up as demons and stuff because they're not around? I wasn't aware of that.
Really make me laugh with your costumes and your masks and your makeup and glowing pumpkins.
Yeah, you got you. Yeah, your mask. Yeah, your I like that slightly sassy Freddy, sarcastic, sassy Freddy.
Need to be squished. Ooh, scary. Grow up, suckers, because I stick around on Halloween. And you know why? Well, just imagine walking into the middle of a huge herd of deer on the first day of hunting season, huh? And you're the only hunter, huh? You see, you're all such easy pickings, and you're all mine. That's why I love Halloween. Now, don't forget.
I like the candy.
I'm invited to my party. Just pick up the phone on Halloween, call my number, and you'll be there. And you might even get to talk to me. For real, can you dig?
This kind of sounds like Halloween parties I really would have gone to in, like, middle school. Hey, Greg, can I come to your party? You can. If you follow these directions, give me $15, and you may, if you do get to the party, you may even get to talk to me.
Can you? The party's going to be at my house, and we're going to play all my favorite games.
like pin the children on the wall or bobbing for brains. And if you're real lucky, you might even win a prize like living to see tomorrow. So don't fall asleep, because Freddy Krueger's coming for you.
Again, don't fall asleep because Freddy's coming for you. This is a mixed message.
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 900-660-F...
He's back. This is the guy I like.
$1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat.
They should have had... I think having someone else do the, if you've missed any of this message, it will repeat. They should have had someone else do that, like a creepy kid or something. Because when Freddy does it, it's like... You're taking him out of this world of fantasy and into the a little bit too real world for me.
He's back, and he's better than ever. Hello, my children. Halloween will soon be here, and I can't wait. What's that? You can't either? Well then, let's get ourselves in the mood with a little story from... Hey, you! Where do you think you're going?
No, please!
You think you was gonna get away from me, huh? No way, sugar. No one gets away from Freddy Krueger. Now,
wait, am I on the phone with Freddy? Where's he? Why is there a lady there? How is he chasing her? I'm confused. This phone call has an almost dreamlike quality to it. Oh my God. Oh, Christ, I know.
Maybe you'll get to talk to me for real.
Where are the stories? The stories are gone.
Maybe you won't even make it through tonight, because now that you've called...
I feel like he just pulled out of a dive bomb there, because he's like, maybe you'll get to talk to me. Then again, maybe you won't. Because maybe you'll be dead before then. Not because this is a huge scam.
I know where you live, and I'll be coming for you in your dreams.
Yes.
And then you creep up.
Oh, he's not going to do it?
Quietly, you go inside. Suddenly, the door slams behind you, and now you're falling, end over end, deeper and deeper into the darkest pit. And suddenly, you're flat on your back in Freddy's playroom. Are you ready to play? Huh? Well, how about a nice game of darts? Here they come!
Now, this is what I expected. I expected that Freddy was going to tell me about a nightmare that I'd be having with him or something. That is what I thought this was going to be. Not just like a cheesy story. Finally.
Until tomorrow, pleasant dreams.
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 9.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
660-FEAR, $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat. I knew you'd call me today, because I know you want to spend Halloween with the original part.
Are we there? Did we make it? Is this Halloween?
Cannibal Freddy Krueger! Yeah, you...
The original take a party your body animal. Huh?
I'm at the right time. My Halloween party's in full swing. Go ahead, step inside. Everyone's having a hell of a...
My Halloween party, like a pendulum with a blade on it, is in full swing. Now let's do this again. My party, just like an axe, is in full swing. Ha ha, blah, blah, blah. Oh, now I get it. On Halloween, you call in, you don't get him. You call in, you don't get him. And every time you call in, it's $2. That's the real terror. The real terror comes, you know, this is October 31st. Let's call it November 15th when the phone bill comes and your parents are like, what the fuck?
It's Halloween and we've got special work to do, you and I. You've got the body and I've got the brain.
Oh. This must have been somewhere after Nightmare on Elm Street 2 when he was inhabiting that kid's body. And he tore his skull off so you could see his brain. Freddy did. It's pretty awesome. But I don't know how you would know that unless you'd seen that movie. But I guess why would you call this if you'd never seen the movie? A lot of questions here.
But you gotta prove yourself if you wanna join forces with Freddy. It'll be my kind of people.
Prove yourself by sending $14.95. Speaking of checks, $14.95.
You shiver under the covers when the lights are out, and tonight I may be coming for you. For all you little trick-or-treaters out there in your little costumes and masks and makeup, think you've nothing to fear as you go door to door begging for candy.
Wait a minute, we heard this part, right? That was the part I liked. Your little mask and your bear.
Watch out!
If I'm not behind that bush and then that corner, and then I'm not driving the car, and I'm not in that group of teenagers that's pretty scary and what you should probably really be afraid of, and then I'm not on a porch and I'm not behind a door when you ring the doorbell and I'm not, yeah.
You'll have to go to sleep, and I'll be waiting for you. One, two, Freddy's coming for you. If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat.
Hey, Freddy's back, kiddies. Yes, what? The carnival's back in town. We're going to the sideshow, my favorite part. You know, they say you can't get much from a snow. Well, I'll show you how.
Luther walked across the fairground. Nothing caught his eye until he...
I think we may have not caught Freddy on Halloween, because now we're at a carnival. What the fuck? What happened? We spent all this money.
A long black tent with an old wooden sign.
Dr. Carrion's Carnival of Terror. See a collection of horrors from around the world and beyond.
Sounds good to me. In the darkness, he saw a man beheaded. A bloody Iron Maiden. A woman boiling in oil.
A wax museum. Big deal.
Surrounded by a pile of bones was a round black stone. Luther read the sign beside him.
Warning, do not touch the deadly blood rock. This seemingly harmless creature thrives on human blood. Oh, please. Something.
This is like the ultimate in... There's this one brand of horror. There's usually a character in a movie like this, right? Where it's the character that you're like, well, of course that guy's going to get killed because he's like, don't touch this. Extremely dangerous. I'll go fuck yourself. And then he touches it and his hand melts off.
I'm Dr. Carrion. I see you're displeased.
Huh? This whole show's a fake, guy, and so are you. And this stupid rock, you expect me to believe it's alive?
Then pick it up, my friend. Unless you're
I will. Blood rock, huh? There.
Hey, what is this? Get it off!
It's a blood rock, asshole. He told you like 5 times. Duh. There was a sign. Read the fucking sign. Do you think this guy has time running this freak show to explain to every single person who passes through what things are? No, that's why there's a sign. So that he doesn't have to tell the same story over and over. Blood rock, don't touch.
A drop of blood from Luther's body. Using him to a bone dry hunt. Dr. Carrion set the blood rock back on its pedestal.
There, there, darling.
I guess there's a sucker born every minute. But don't you be one of them. Call me back tomorrow. Three.
Don't you be a sucker. $2.95.
Kids, don't forget when you call tomorrow, you could be randomly selected to talk to one of our live op-
What? Why do they have the Silence of the Lambs guy now?
Kids, don't forget when you call, you could get the lotion on your skin.
Raiders have become eligible for your chance to win a trip to Six Flags in Houston. And go for a ride.
What the fuck is that? Is this someone trying to do a Freddy voice, or is this just they had... Okay, A, it's a Freddy voice. B, this is just some weirdo who worked at the radio station. They're like, hey, have them do it. It's Halloween. C, I can't remember what C is. Doesn't matter. What the fuck? What is this?
Hey, Kruger. Kruger here. If you didn't hear this entire message, hold on.
That was getting... Now he's getting so lazy. Kruger. Answers the phone. He's not even like, oh, you're back. Whatever. He's just like, Kruger.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to Foldland. Ready to play my interactive brain game? Listen up, lunch meat. You gotta be good to beat me. Good and fast.
What is this? What is this? This is a different thing.
I don't take any prisoners. If you already know the rules, press 1 now on your touchtone phone to get into the meat of it all. If you don't know the rules, stay on the line for one of my little piggies. We'll give you all of that on how to play. If you don't have a touchtone...
Is he one of his piggies a bored teenager who's like... So, you push the buttons and you play the game.
Oh, you're already history. Too bad. So sad.
Are we going to hear it?
Hey, welcome to the Freddy Krueger trivia game.
God damn it. Hey.
We give away $250 every day to the player having the highest daily score. No individual caller can win the daily prize more than twice.
More than twice. They're like, so once you've won 500, you're done. Also, this is great because it's like, back in this time, was there any way to verify that anyone had ever won any prize ever? Like, I think of all these things that were in, like, Nintendo Power and stuff, and it was like, you could win a vacation to Florida for this, and I was like, how would I ever know if anyone actually won that ever? Or if they were like, hey, we're going to do this contest. Steve, you're taking your kids to Disney World, right? Take a picture of your son wearing this t-shirt in front of something. And we'll just put it in the fucking magazine.
He will challenge you to a series of questions related to his movies. By responding correctly on your touchtone telephone, you accumulate points and get to wager all or part of your score in the Final Freddy. After the game, you will hear a message telling you if you have the daily high score. You have five...
Well, this is interesting. This is new. I wish it hadn't waited till the last 10% of this to do this, but here we go.
...to respond to questions from level 1 and 2. You have 10 seconds to respond to questions from levels 3 through 5 and Final Freddy. There is a limit of 5 calls per day per household. For complete rules and regulations...
You can only spend like $15 a day calling this, okay? Let's not get crazy.
Write to Freddy, care of 900 USA, Post Office Box 7012, FDR Station, New York, New...
Oh, damn it. I was going to say, let's guess the state. Damn it.
10022. Void where prohibited.
Using the keypad on your touchtone telephone, please enter your home telephone number with area code first. Enter these numbers carefully.
Happy Halloween!
Oh, is this it?
Freddy Krueger has a special treat for you. Challenge Freddy. Win up to $10.
Oh, this is the commercial for the thing. Damn it.
Dollars, even a chance to appear in the next Nightmare on Elm Street film. Test your nightmare knowledge. Dial 1-900-860-4FREDDY.
This is where we find out.
See if you survive Freddy's boiler room. Dial now and play.
This is where we find out whether or not this really happened. Freddy Krueger, 900 number, contest, appear in film. Did this happen? What happened when you called the hotline? No. See, it doesn't say anything. Is it possible that they won? Sure. But I don't see that here. You would think that would be Googleable, right? Where it's like, hey, this is the guy who won the thing.
Trivia, but you better look sharp. Freddy doesn't take any prisoners.
What a rush.
$2 the first minute, $1 each additional minute. Callers under 18, get your parents' permission before you...
Your time watching that garbage. You should be doing your homework. I don't know.
Jimmy is 35 and his grandma is George Costanza's mom yelling at him.
Hey Junior, I got something you can really sink your teeth into.
Oh, he pulls the kid into the TV.
Think you're brave enough to face Freddy? Well, now you can put your nightmare knowledge to the test and win money or a chance to be in a nightmare.
It was like win money and it's showing a bunch of dollar bills. $1 bills.
On Elm Street 6, just pick up your telephone and dial 1-900-860-4FRED, and you can challenge Freddy Krueger in the ultimate trivia game.
Hundreds of blood-curdling questions about all my films. You'll need a few pointers. Well, listen up, lunch meat.
You can win $1,000 a day or a grand prize of up to $10,000.
One lucky little...
I didn't know his lunch meat thing. This is the first time hearing that. Let's see. I keep looking for this, like... Where it happened. Did it happen? There's one they did in 2010, which is, I guess, when they did the other one. But I'm not seeing anything that explains, hey, here's the person who won that thing and they got to be in Nightmare on Elm Street 6 or whatever.
Gets an all-expense-paid trip to appear in A Nightmare on Elm Street 6.
$2 the first minute, $1 each additional minute. Callers under 18, get your parents.
This one's Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska. Well, chums, I think we did it. I think we've done another Halloween. Congratulations to you on making it this far. I wasn't sure you'd make it and that I would make it. Thanks to everyone who listened. Thanks to everyone who sent in their obituaries. Have a happy Halloween, huh? Well, I hope you did. It's fucking over, so I don't know. Unless you're listening to this out of order, in which case you're stupid, but also it doesn't really matter. So I guess maybe I'm the stupid. Maybe what we really learned today is that I am the stupid. And on that note, have a great Halloween!